Welcome to a very short little snippet special edition of Talking Pollocks. It's election day. It's Thursday the 4th of July 2024 and Britain has officially gone to the polls. Now, hopefully, we've been keeping you company over the last few weeks, taking you through the manifestos, having a bit of a laugh along the way. I'm here with Sean.
Hi.
And we're just going to do a little bit of a quick roundup for you and review a few things before sending you on your way to the ballot boxes, right? So, Sean.
Yes.
There was a few bits that we couldn't fit into, like, the manifesto specials that we wanted to throw in.
Yes.
But we didn't want you not to hear them.
Definitely.
So,
there was a couple of little bits that didn't really fit into any of the categories, wasn't
there?
Yeah.
And Sean has very effectively put these under the title of areas the parties receive a lot of scrutiny for, brackets, AOB.
Yeah, yeah, it was sort of big things that when you think about these parties, that these sort of things pop up and, you know, what do they do for these people? Or what's their stance on this? Or see it in the media a lot. So I thought these might be a few bits.
Good. Okay, so we'll start with Lib Dems. There's really only one thing with the Lib Dems, and that is that they want to fix the relationship with Europe, building a new partnership, and looking to conclude a comprehensive agreement with the EU. Basically, rejoining.
Long-term ambition to rejoin the EU. They know it's not going to be a straightforward process and that it won't happen overnight. They know it won't happen in the next parliament, so they've not said we'll rejoin the EU in the next parliament.
Yeah.
But the long-term ambition is still there.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we expected that from the Liberals, and we kind of expected it from the Greens as well, but I don't think they've said anything. They've said they want to rejoin the customs market as well. They've been quite vocal on that. Cool. Now, the Tories, a couple of interesting points. They want to ban mobile phones in schools. They're also bringing in the new model of national service, which we did touch on
The
specials.
This was more of their focus, so they get a lot of stick about what they do for the young people.
Yeah.
This is when the Tories in this campaign have been asked, what do you do for young people? This is a couple of the things that they come up with. Whether you see them as a benefit for young people or not is a different matter, because certain young people don't see them as great. I think banning mobile phones in schools is a good idea. You shouldn't.
Yeah. Obviously, the Lib Dems, that's where they receive the most scrutiny, is Brexit. Tories is the young people. Labour, again, is going to be Brexit.
Yeah, because as the media would say, they flip-flop on it.
They do flip-flop. Good old flip-flop Starmer.
Yeah.
Now, they have said that they do want to keep themselves out of the EU, but they do want to deepen their ties with the EU. This does not mean a return to the single market, customs union, or freedom of movement agreement. They do want to introduce a new trade agreement to reduce the cost of food, help touring artists, and secure mutual recognition for professional qualifications. Touring artist. I just imagine people walking around with like an easel or something. I'm assuming they mean like...
That musician's going on tour.
Yeah, that's what I mean. New trade agreements, cost of food, touring artists, secured mutual recognition for professional qualifications. Yeah, I mean...
Just about working with our closest partners. Yeah. You know, they're our closest partners in terms of distance.
Yes. Now, the Green Party, the area that they receive the most scrutiny for is funding, and they have openly admitted that they will have to borrow £350 billion over the Parliament.
Yeah, which, it's an interesting figure, because that is how much COVID borrowing cost.
Ah.
So, the total amount that the UK government borrowed to pay
COVID.
For COVID, not spent on, but borrowed for
to
COVID,
pay for COVID yeah.
to pay for it. Was £350 billion. So they want to borrow the equivalent of what we did in COVID.
They want to borrow a pandemic.
Parliament to be able to pay for their plans.
Wow, and how are we going to pay that back?
Well,
wind.
But if you look at the graphs that have been produced about the overall tax burdens, the Greens have the highest overall tax burden from their manifesto of all of the parties. By a substantial amount. I think it's around 4% higher than even the Lib Dems, who were about 0.5% higher than Labour.
Wow.
So it's quite a jump.
Yeah.
And still £350 billion of borrowing. Mm.
So reform, obviously the scrutiny here is always going to be their right-wing policies. So, you know, that just to name a couple, banning transgender ideology in primary and secondary schools, abandoning the Windsor framework.
Yeah, so this would take us into a no-deal Brexit.
Which would take us into a no-deal Brexit. and protecting country sports.
So that's hunting, hunting game, hunting
bird. That kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, all of the posh, tottiest sports.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Stuff that is actually
stuff
been
that
banned.
Nigel likes to do on a weekend, basically.
Stuff that's actually been banned now.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the other thing that we wanted to touch on as well, that again, it didn't really fit in anywhere, was proportional representation. Now, this has been spoken about a lot, given reforms sort of jump up in the polls and support for smaller parties growing. Now, we did have a referendum on this in 2014. If I remember correctly, was it 2014 or was that IndyRef?
So IndyRef was 2015. So I believe it was 2014.
So we did. We had a referendum on it. We voted to stay with the first past the post system.
It was, yeah. It was quite a close call.
Unsurprisingly, here there is a bit of a running theme. The big parties say no to proportional representation, and the smaller parties say yes. Shock.
Yeah.
So Lib Dems, Green, Reform all say yes. Tories, Labour say no.
And that fits with, you know, the people.
But we're not in a two-party system, Sean. We're not in a two-party system.
The thing is, it fits with the fact that if we go to proportional representation, the Tories and Labour will lose out.
Massively.
And Lib Dem, Green and Reform would gain massively. So that is why it is such an obvious split between them.
And it's probably the only thing that the Tories and Labour have agreed on in the last God knows how long.
Yeah, definitely. But funnily enough, Labour do want to reduce the voting age to 16.
Which, I don't know if that would necessarily help or hinder them. I think a lot of young people would gravitate towards Green.
I don't know if I agree with it. Thinking about it from when I was 16 years old, and I've always been quite good with politics and had quite a good understanding, but I don't know if I understood it fully enough when I was 16. I've had to be in the world a few years, as an adult. You know, it's all well and good being at school and learning in school, but you don't learn what it's like to live in the real world until...
Until you're there.
Until you're there.
And you've got debts and there's bills and
So I don't know if that is a good idea or not. I don't know if I would have been ready to vote at 16.
Yeah. And one more area that we wanted to cover. Meg, if you're listening, this is for you. Okay? Clyde Cymru. Just for our friend Meg.
Wales.
We haven't really spoken much about Wales because it's fairly obvious that it's going to be Labour or Tory.
That's going to be Labour.
Plaid Cymru, I think they've got about 1%.
They've got a very small... They've got seats. They are projected to win seats. More seats than they have now, anyway. They're projected to get...
They're projected to get four, aren't they?
I can't remember the number. I know they're projected to knock out one of the cabinet.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
So just to run through a couple of quings quickly, just for you, Meg. Fair Funding for Wales, which has caused $4 billion additional investment, which is owed from HS2 to improve in Wales public transport. Demand a fair funding system for Wales based around need. Ensure fair funding for Westminster, allowing recruitment of 500 GPs. Introduce a new new cancer strategy. Increasing child benefit by £20 a week, taking 60,000 children out of poverty in Wales. Increasing windfall taxes and devolving the Crown Estate to Wales. And the point of this is just to highlight the devolving the Crown Estate to Wales. Now, that is their first step at an independent Wales.
Yeah, but an independent Wales is just not going to happen.
No.
They don't have... If Wales became independent, they would probably be one of the smallest nations on the planet in terms of economy and GDP.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to fund their own services.
That's why they need to devolve the Crown Estate to Wales so they can start earning money. Everything revolves around money.
Oh, obviously.
Unsurprisingly as well, Clyde Cymru, very up for proportional representation.
Oh yeah, definitely. They love it.
Okay, I think that concludes Talking Pollock's Manifesto Destiny cleanup.
It does, I think.
Doesn't it? We've mentioned everything. I kind of said that I might give you an answer on who I'm going to vote for.
Are you made up?
The honest answer is I still haven't decided.
So, okay. So, from listening back over the Manifesto Destiny specials, I have, at the end of each episode, you have given a party that you think did best.
Yeah.
Do you want to know who out of all of the parties, you picked the most.
I picked the Tories the most. You I know did. That for a fact.
You did, yeah. Yes.
Now, that could just mean that their manifesto is speaking to me more than anyone else's, but we need to be careful there because we know that the Tory manifesto was a kitchen sink. They threw everything at it. Labour's manifesto, while a little bit more realistic, I, on a personal level, just don't agree with their policies that much. However, the position that I'm in now, currently in the process of trying to buy a house and stuff like that, Labour's policies are speaking to me for where I am right now to get me through the next 5 years. The problem that I see with that is the hidden tax rises. There's got to be something they're not telling us. And that's my concern.
Yeah, definitely.
So I will probably still be undecided until I get to the ballot box at the library tomorrow.
Okay. I'm pretty confident in who I'm voting for.
Yeah. We might do a reveal. We might.
We might do a reveal. Look out for the cute picture of us at the polling station.
Tomorrow. On Twitter. Yeah, that's a mandatory thing people do, isn't it? You have to have a picture at the polling station.
Has to be done.
All right. One more thing, and it goes without saying. If you've listened to this many episodes, this isn't really an instruction that we should be giving right now. But remember, your vote is the only thing that the government gives you for free. It's your democratic right. It's what makes us a great, free nation. That you get to decide which fuckwit lives at number 10. Please, don't waste it. Don't not go. Even if you went and spoiled your ballot, if you disagree with it all that much, exercise your right. The government ain't going to give you any fucker else for free, right?
No.
Use it. Hopefully what we've spoken about on this has helped you. I hope that we've had a bit of fun along the way. We'll continue recording a podcast every Wednesday so we can listen to PMQs and then we can talk shit about it
yeah.
on the podcast.
I'm buzzing for that.
It goes without saying, thank you for listening. It's been a long road. I feel like we've been doing this for 3 weeks now, Sean. Oh, wait! We have!
Crazy.
Please feel free to email us, talkingpollocks@cliffandsean.com. We've also got Twitter or X, @CliffandSean. And please don't forget as well that we're doing a Talking Pollocks Live on our Twitch channel. On Friday, the 5th of July, we'll go through the results of the election that will be in. Hopefully, we should have most of the results in by then. Have you seen the announcement timetable has come out?
No.
And of course, Sunderland is vying to be the number one.
Well, yeah, of course.
At 11:45 p.m.
They're the
record holder.
Newcastle and Sunderland have a battle about it.
Well, there's a myth that they have a bit of a battle. But
they do have a battle.
They do. But yeah, interesting to see if that holds up. There's a couple of other constituencies that could be involved in that as well. Okay.
But all is to play for.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Manifesto Destiny. Have fun. Good luck. Please vote. And we'll see you on the other side.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Don't forget to vote. Love you. Bye.